What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here for another Dark Side of the Ring review. This one, Dino Bravo. This one was one of the more fascinating ones to me, especially this season, because the first few episodes were Jimmy Snuka, who was in the news fairly recently, a couple years ago, because of everything that happened there, and I was able to learn a lot more about it as a result. I was covering a lot of it. The Brawl for All one, there wasn't a whole lot that wasn't in the feature that I did on it about 4 years ago, outside of talking to Bart Gunn, so that one didn't have a lot new in it either. The New Jack one, I watched for purely entertainment purposes because I knew most of this stuff. If you ever watched the Forever Hardcore documentary and the bonus features, a lot of that stuff is in there. And so many of us lived through the Chris Benoit thing that dominated the news world for weeks after that. So a lot of those were recent, more recent than usual. Some of them in the 2000s and Jimmy Snuka even a few years ago to some degree. But Dino Bravo was one that I did not know a lot about. One, because I didn't grow up watching Dino Bravo a lot. He was in the WWF in 90, 91, 92, around the time where I became a wrestling fan. I became a wrestling fan in 1990. So I knew who he was. And I only knew Dino Bravo as the really muscular, baby blue wearing blonde guy. I didn't know about his career beforehand. I didn't know that he was a big draw in Montreal and all that. I mean, of course, later I learned, but I didn't see those parts of his career like a lot of older fans did. And he kind of fell off the map to me after 1992, and I didn't know what happened to Dino Bravo until well over a decade later when I had the internet and was searching around, and probably well after high school is when I found out. So I probably didn't really know what happened to Dino Bravo until the mid-2000s because he wasn't a guy that I was going to research heavily. Obviously, WWE is never going to mention this. Why would they? Why would they? But you hear about Dino Bravo and how he initially resisted joining WWE. Then you hear about how he kind of gave in, crowds weren't what they once were, and he became a bit of a Montreal draw for the WWF, and he was making really good money there, at least by the numbers that they were throwing out. His wife, his daughter were both involved, and boy, was that's always humbling to see somebody's kids when they've been murdered involved in this series. Now, we would later learn that Dino Bravo was involved in a lot of illegal cigarette smuggling. At least that was the insinuation. That's always been the rap on Dino Bravo, is that he was involved in that and had some mafia ties in Montreal. But there's still no answers. There's no arrests made in this. And it was a brutal murder. I'm talking like several shots to the chest, several shots to the head, just left there. And they said he was sitting there with his remote control in hand. Bro, that's brutal. That's brutal. They knew that the family wasn't there and that there have been several mafia-related deaths, really just on his street and around his block. Unbelievable. And to a person like me, and my wife watched it, she's like, cigarette smuggling? Really? I'll admit, I don't quite understand the grand scope of that, and I wish there was a little more color provided to that, because cigarette smuggling doesn't seem, you know, cigarettes are legal here, and doesn't seem like there would be a huge cigarette smuggling ring or cigarette smuggling market, so to speak, but I'm not going to pretend like cigarette smuggling is something that I am very educated in, because I'm not. So they had a lot of people involved in this. There was a lot of French language speakers with subtitles, and I thought that all that went well. I mean, obviously, you have to have people that speak the language to kind of give you that background and give you that expertise. I mean, especially his family, to provide that where others can't. But they also had Jacques Rougeau, the Mountie, on there. And I love that he introduced himself as the Mountie. And real charismatic in this. He was entertaining and vibrant, and I just thought he was really, really good in what we saw out of him. And you know, I hear a lot of different things about Jacques Rougeau these days, about how he was always there for his kid whenever his kid had a WWF tryout, and you know, him not wanting to put certain people over. But I thought here he did really well, and he was a very grounded and introspective voice to have on this, and also a familiar one. That familiarity helps with a lot of people, because there are a lot of people who are probably watching this from that era, and they're like, hell, I remember Jacques Rougeau. I remember the Rougeau brothers. I remember the Mountie. I remember all that. There wasn't a ton that got dropped that was like bombshell or anything. I will say it's so sad to hear that his wife gave away all of his stuff. It was just too hard for her to cope. She couldn't be around it. And people grieve in different ways. And, you wonder, does she want to, would she regret that later on? You don't know. But his daughter didn't, though. His daughter was like, that's what she had to do to get over this. That's what she had to do to grieve. That's what she had to do to make herself feel better. And that's what she did. So it's hard to really put the blame on her there. And, you know, I always had a lot of people asking me about Dino Bravo and the Hall of Fame and stuff like that as this came up. And they're not going to put him in the Hall of Fame. WWE are not going to put him in the Hall of Fame. Should they? He was, I think, a WWF champion with Dominic DiNucci, and he was the only holder of the Canadian championship. That was it. And I don't think they would want to call attention to something like this. I already know WWE is not thrilled with Dark Side of the Ring, and that's why you don't see their talent on there. That's why you saw Bruce Pritchard there first season, and the second season, he wasn't on it. But Dino Bravo did some stuff, like NWA Mid-Atlantic Tag Champion once with Ricky Steamboat. He held it with Mr. Wrestling. He was a nice draw in the Canadian area. He was the Canadian heavyweight champion in Maple Leaf. But I don't think that WWE is going to reopen that wound and give the spotlight to a guy who, one, was murdered, and two, was murdered with the circumstances surrounding his death that they were. Hit by 17 bullets, 7 to the head, 10 to the torso. That's not something that WWE wants to do, and even for PR reasons, you know, it's just not something that I could see them opening up again. And his friends had said that he knew that his days were limited. Man. And he was born into a mob family, a mafia family, with Vic Catroni. Rough, man. Very rough. But you look back on the career of Dino Bravo, and this was a year after he left WWF, maybe. I know he was in WWF on TV, at least, until April 92. And I know that he was on April 92 shows, because they would always do the European tour after WrestleMania. And he was on several of those. I know he wrestled Bret Hart, and he did a battle royal, and I think he wrestled Legion of Doom. But before that, he was barely on WWF TV for like a year before that. And then he passed away in March of 93. But he was very sparsely used his last couple of years. Now, I know in 1990, he was crushing jobbers on the regular. He was beating up Paul Roma and the eventual Gilbert and the eventual Thrasher, the eventual Rad Radford. He did beat a who's who of just total donks in 1990. So good for him. I remember he beat Ronnie Garvin on Saturday night's main event. So he had a fun run. He got some wins. He got some victories there. And he was featured pretty heavily for quite a while. And it's a shame that he went the way that he did, One, that he got involved in a lot of the things he was involved in, but definitely the way that he went out. But it seems like his daughter is a very well-adjusted woman with a great head on her shoulders and seems to be doing very well. Let me know what you guys thought. Leave a thumbs up, subscribe, we're out.